And now more on the court's decision in the Grokster case. The justices ruled unanimously that MGM has a right to sue Grokster because its customers had illegally swapped files. I spoke earlier with Day-to-Day technology correspondent Shenny Jardin about the ruling. She said the decision surprised many tech watchers.
The lower courts have so far ruled in favor of the defendants. They looked back at the precedent of the 1984 case Sony versus Universal, the so-called Betamax case, saying that if a technology has substantial non-infringing uses, if there are ways that you can use it that don't break copyright law, then the technology is legal. So this case, sending it back to the lower courts, raises all kinds of questions about how that will be defined in this age.
So this isn't necessarily the end of the world for Grokster.
We don't know exactly what will happen when this case goes back to the lower courts, but earlier today I spoke with a lobbyist for Grokster, Adam Eisgrau, and he said that if, in fact, makers of file-sharing software are liable for infringing uses of their technology, even if that's not the intent of writing the code, then yeah, it's going to put a lot of file-sharing developers out of business.
So are they afraid that this is going to stymie a lot of creativity?
Absolutely. That's the big fear here, that if a software writer sitting down at their laptop cranking out code, if they have to worry about every potential non-infringing use of that technology, that's going to stifle creativity, and it's going to make an innovator think twice before putting a product out there into the world. Think about gun manufacturers. Guns can certainly be used for legal and illegal purposes, but the expression, guns don't kill people, people do. So technology advocates have argued, hey, look, technology doesn't break the law, people do. But today, with this unanimous Supreme Court decision, the software is in the spotlight again.
But it certainly appeared with the Supreme Court's decision that they might be looking at other business tactics, such as marketing.
Exactly. I'm going to quote from Justice David Souter here. He said, "We hold that one who distributes a device with the object of promoting its use to infringe copyright, as shown by the clear expression or other affirmative steps taken to foster infringement, is liable for the resulting acts of infringement by third parties." So the next question here for advocates of file-sharing technology like Grokster: how is that measured? How will the law measure whether or not a company is acting responsibly to not promote illegal uses of its product? Again, Souter said lower courts could find the file sharing services responsible by looking at issues of say, how companies like Grokster promote their product, or whether they took some of the easy steps to prevent illegal uses of that technology.
And Shenny, where does this decision fit in with the overall judicial trends regarding this technology?
Well, the trends of late seem to have favored the arguments of the entertainment industry, of the recording industry, of the movie industry. And the questions that remain are really about how technology will be developed in the future. I mean, this is about more than file sharing. This is about all kinds of technology, all kinds of innovation that might happen.
Shenny Jardin writes for Wired News and is Day-to-Day's technology and culture correspondent. Thanks, Shenny.
Thank you, Madeline.